This next Evan's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Agnes wants to call Davin, and Davin has been betrayed. And are Davin and Agnes breaking up? Well, if Davin would start acting like a man, so listen and enjoy.
What's your number? Let me try and call you. Now, we've already established with past romances, them having my number, intentional or unintentional,
is a bad thing.
The wife frowns upon him when she gets calls from Africa at 5 a.m.
I don't blame her.
That was really bad.
There's no amount of dildo cranking that makes that go away.
Nope. You can crank until your arms fall off. Nope.
Okay. I go, I can't right now. Out of all the times, I have too many ears with too big of a mouth around. What do you mean by that? You always wanted to talk to me. I go, and I do, and we will. I'm more romantic now.
That's nice.
But since I am in the process of getting this divorce, I still need to be discreet. Soon enough, this will be done. How long will you have the phone for? I don't know. I think she will be back on Saturday. Well, according to Facebook, she's not. Okay. Well, hopefully I can call you before then. We're so close to getting this divorce behind us. Maybe she can let you keep the phone a bit longer. I don't think so. She might come for it. Will you be around on Friday? Why not today, babe? Because I'm not alone, stupid. Who are you with?
Who are you talking to, Joe?
Who are you with? Lawyers, the secretaries, paralegals.
Nice.
Can't you call me when you get home? Give me your number. I will call you in the morning. She really wants to call me. I will not be around tomorrow. This is why I said Friday. I will not have you call me. You have spent way too much money as it is. I will call you.
Nice.
Give me your number so that I write it down. I will call you Friday if you want, please. Babe, until this divorce is finalized, I can't call you from my phone, and you can't call me. I need to do it out of town with a calling card. Please, understand me. I want to talk to you very badly, but what good am I to you if I lose everything because of a phone call before I am divorced?
Nice.
We will talk, I promise. We just need to be patient. Maybe your friend will have a change of heart and leave the phone for a bit. So then we go. She says, love you. I said, I love you more. And, okay. So I did not get to call her on Friday.
Right.
I was originally considering because my kid's friend was sick and we were the emergency call. So in comes the wife and the kid and everything. So there's no calling after.
Why is your daddy talking to another woman?
Why is he saying I love you? What's this about a bone in the nose and a bone in your ass? I don't understand. We're learning things. Have a Yankee Doodle, kid. Shut up. Scram.
Oh, no. None of those baked goods.
All right. So that was Friday. Oh, so that was Wednesday. So Joe has nothing till Sunday?
Yeah.
All right. Well, so much for writing her every day. So this is my Saturday.
She writes, giving an illusion that there's a problem.
Well, you don't want to be that easy.
Really? Have you met Richard?
Well, I know.
Saturday. She writes to me, may you begin this day with a smile on your face and with happiness for your soul to embrace. Good morning, my love. And I write, good afternoon. I hope you are doing well. I am so sorry I've not written you, but things have been difficult here, to say the least. But seeing a few words from you is a glimmer of hope in an otherwise stormy ocean.
Okay, that's good.
So later on, she goes, how are you, my dear? I hope you are fine. I go, things are very rough and difficult right now. I am shaken and confused. I hope you are doing much better than I. Listen, it was time I raised my game.
Okay.
I was coasting on love for a while.
Uh-oh.
You know, I was just kind of taking all the adulation of I love you and poetry. But that's not what this is about. No, is it, kids?
No, it's not.
We can't have Richard carrying all the horse shit alone.
It's very heavy. I mean,
I've carried horse shit alone myself. And yes. I know it's much better when you can share the horse shit with others. So I figured...
Spread the wealth.
For Richard's sake, for Joe Curry's sake... For the kids' sake, I had to raise my
kids. For the children.
But I'm in a soap opera. This is mine is clearly taken on soap opera.
That you have made of your own.
I certainly have. She goes, are things going bad? Yeah, I say. What wrongs? All right.
What wrongs?
I've been betrayed. I am kind of lost right now. Betrayed by who? My childhood friend who I took on the road with me last week.
Oh, snap. I knew it. I knew that bitch was going to tattle on you.
It was a guy.
I know.
Okay. Don't tell me he told your wife about us, she writes. Worse, he told the court.
That motherfucker.
What an asshole. She goes, are you serious about this? Yeah, my lawyer is flipping out and is threatening not to represent me any longer because I did not tell him.
Uh-oh.
Honey, I told you should not have told that, your friend. You cannot trust anyone yet. Ain't that the truth? Is that your friend on Facebook? I go, I know, he's been my friend since I was 5. Which friend on Facebook?
Yeah.
Your childhood friend. No. We don't need her hunting somebody down.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's so hard for me to trust. I don't know if I ever will again. She goes, what are we going to do now? I go, I don't know. Court has been adjourned so my wife's lawyer can do discovery. My lawyer's about to drop me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I feel all alone. And where were you two clowns on Saturday when this was going on? I got to pour my heart out across the continent, and you two aren't taking my calls.
I was looking at the dildo bike. I'm sorry. I was
didn't
busy.
Know you were so down in the dumps.
Well, maybe if you picked up the phone, you would have. She goes, please, honey, I'm so afraid and feel hopeless. I don't know what to do to help you. Well, how about massaging my arm? I need a release, too. She goes, I go, I don't think you can help me. I feel so stupid. I just don't know what to do. I've ruined everything. Maybe I should just end it. I feel like a complete loser.
He's broken some.
I certainly am. Oh, honey, let's not give up yet. You gotta love her. She's a fucking fighter.
Yeah,
she's
really
in my corner. I go, I'm trying. I really am. You can tell the court you told nothing to him, and you were only joking. Maybe. But if the court grants permission to my wife's lawyer, they can seize my Facebook account, and it is all there. Everything. Why would he do that to me? Don't you think maybe he has an affair with your wife?
Ooh!
That's what she wrote.
Wow!
Oh, Dick Eldorado just perked up.
Yes, he did.
I guess. That would kill me. A dagger to the heart. Well, he did move to her side of the courtroom after he testified. What a snake. I loved him like a brother. Mm-hmm. This shit should be like on fucking soap operas.
It is.
Boy, that son of a bitch.
He certainly is. She goes, I think he loves your wife or something.
I think he loves your wife or something.
I go, well, he doesn't love me.
Yeah.
I know that now. I am worthless. I am no good for you. You deserve better, Agnes. Do you really think I love you for your money? Well. Funny you should ask.
Yes.
She goes, I am disappointed you would think so low of me. How could I? Just because you're sending fake pictures and horse shit.
I would never think anything worse than I already think.
No.
Hey, no, wait.
That came out wrong. Yeah. Poem, please. I go, no, I do not. But right now I am just a mess. You deserve somebody strong. She goes, so you're dumping me? That's it?
Are you?
I go, of course not. No, I will. I don't break up with them. They break up with me.
That's
how this bit works.
That's how that goes.
I looked up like, no, you can't do that.
I know. I was like distraught for a second. I was like, wait, fake.
The whole purpose of this bit is to see how long we could string this nonsense out.
Fake Davin is breaking up with fake Agnes.
I would never break up with fake Agnes. Right, I love her.
I love her.
I go, of course not. I love you. I feel like I have failed you, your son, and myself. I have never felt so low. If you're going to do this to me, then I don't what to say to you. You are a man and you must behave as such. She just slapped me like,
whoa.
Damn it, scarf.
Get your skirt off, stupid.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.